Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I wanted to focus on a gentleman from Birmingham, Alabama, specifically Hueytown, Alabama, who currently needs a kidney donor.
This is thanks to my friend Taylor Cater, also from Hueytown, who needed a donor for her dad. And she is very passionate about being a living donor, and she wanted to help Patton, who attended Hueytown High School. I also went to Hueytown. Patton Bruce is on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Patton.
I appreciate you for inviting me, bro, and having me on your show.
Absolutely. I grew up in Hueytown from 6th to the 9th grade. I went to Pittman and then went to Hueytown for my freshman year, so I'm also a Golden Gopher myself.
Oh, okay.
When did you finish at Hueytown, buddy?
I graduated in 2008.
Young guy. Wow. Did you play football for the Gophers?
I played football my freshman year, but I stayed in the band the rest of the years. And so I've been playing ever since.
Excellent. How did that work out for you in the band?
It worked out pretty well. You know, I got to know a lot of people and got to travel a lot. I'm pretty good at playing the drums. I've been playing since I was 2 years old. And now I'm a beast, man. You can't tell me nothing.
Anybody special in particular, maybe a teacher, somebody who meant a lot to you from Hueytown?
Coach Abbott. And that he meant a lot to me. Coach Russell. He meant a lot to me. Miss Jones. She was my English teacher. Miss Stuckey. She probably was one of the teachers that nobody liked, but she actually liked me. she was over the drama department. So that's how I and Miss Dancy. She used to be in the office. She was the lady over the office, and she was the secretary.
Let's talk about this friendship that you have with Taylor Cater and her trying to help you find a living donor right now. You know, obviously, that her dad needed a donor as well, so this is something that's near and dear to her heart.
Right. I didn't know that her dad needed it, but once she had reached out to me, once I put it out there, me and Taylor, we've been knowing each other since high school, and I knew her sister, Caitlin. Her and my brother, they was in the same grade, so they all had been to my house and they stayed in the same neighborhood as me. And Taylor, she was in the choir, and I also had got in the choir a couple years in high school, and we just clicked ever since then, man. She was just a beautiful spirit, and she showed me that she loved me.
I think it's one thing, Patton, to have friends, but then when you are in a situation like you're in, to actually know how deep the friendship is that someone wants to help you in this way, that has to be pretty special to you.
Right, man. You know, when you get down and out and you feel like ain't nobody in your corner, it's some of those people that you've been touched throughout your life, man. They show you that they love you and have, you know, they care for you.
At what point did you find out that you had an issue with your kidneys?
Around 2021, I was supporting my cousin. He had a show, and man, I got shot, bro, in the shoulder and in the face. And God, basically, he did his work where I was one of the only people to live. And that's when I really found out that I had this ongoing problem, basically due to my high blood pressure. And once I figured it out, I've been just rolling with the punches ever since, bro.
So in getting shot, that meant that they ran some tests and then they found out that you had some other issues. Is that how that happened?
Yes, sir.
What was the initial diagnosis for you when you found out that there was an issue with the kidneys?
They told me I had chronic kidney disease, and I was like at stage 4. And like recently, where I want to say at the beginning of the year, when I went to the hospital, I felt as if I was like having a heart attack, and my left arm was hurting, and so I just went in to go get checked. And they told me that if I wouldn't have showed up, I would have died in a month, man. So that was a drastic change for me in my life, bro. I had to basically sacrifice a lot of things and get my life together in order to live. And I knew I wanted to live, so these were the necessary things I had to do.
Tell our listeners what some of those adjustments were for you when you found out?
Well, basically, I had to change my diet. I had to change places I go. I had to change. Now I do dialysis 4 days out of the week, and I'm getting trained over here for seniors in Homewood. It's like they got a good staff. They love me, man. And I'm getting trained over here to do hemodialysis at home so I can, you know, basically be able to do everything myself.
How long have you been on dialysis, Patton?
I've been on dialysis now around 7 months.
What's that experience like for you?
I done had a couple bad experiences, but it's okay. I mean, I'm still rolling with the punches. Sometimes, you know, your blood pressure can get too high or too low. And you might, like I done had some incidents where I done passed out. And it's still like a movie, bro. Like being in the back of the ambulance, they put the mask on your face and had the defibrillators and everything. But it's exactly what it felt like. And they, I had all my girls over here to, after seniors, they came in and tackled the problem, made sure I was good and brought me back and rubbed my head, put me some cold ties. They took care of me, bro. They make sure I don't have no problems.
I know when we first talked, Patton, you were in the middle of a dialysis session. You may still be there. I don't know. How long does each dialysis session take?
I'm still here, and it takes around 4 hours. I do it like 4 times a week.
And I guess making those arrangements to be there 4 times a week for those 4 hour periods, that can take its toll on how you can work, how you can make a living, correct?
Correct. Like, I haven't been able to go back to work. I'm kind of like on partial disability right now. And I thank my boss. He's still looking out for me, man, at Wilkinson Insulation. I appreciate him a lot, man. He's still, you know, trying to help me out financially and help me with anything I need. And I'm contracted at Alabama Power, so I do construction work there. And I know a lot of people in there, and they room for me. I got a lot of people in my corner, man.
That's amazing, because a lot of people that I have actually spoken with through the years in your particular situation, similar to your situation, it's been very difficult for them to find support and help, and they really felt like they were on the journey alone. And I know we talked about that at the start of the conversation, that you're not alone, but it can be a lonely place, and it helps to have people like you've had surround you to get you through this.
Yeah, like it's a process, man. It's something that, you know, it's a drastic change in your life. And a lot of people ain't going to understand what you're going through. But you had to, you know, make those necessary sacrifices if you want to live. And I went through the times in the hospital when I was in the MICU where I cried to my grandmother and my mom and my dad and let them know that I don't know why I got to go through this. Like, I felt as if I shouldn't have to go through nothing like this. But, you know, God gave his toughest battle to his strongest warriors, so he wasn't putting nothing on that I couldn't handle. So,
Patton, are you the first in your family that you know of that has been diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
So you really don't have a family member that you could actually interact with to say this is what you've gone through. Who have you found that you've been able to connect with that is going on this same journey as you?
When I was working at Top Golf, I had a guy that worked in the kitchen. He was going through dialysis and stuff, and he recently then got a kidney at the beginning of the year. His name David, and he is really like the only one I have really came in contact with about, you know, going through the dialysis treatments and going through this process. I was trying not to be on dialysis, but it just happened, bro.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Patton Bruce. He is a graduate of Hueytown High School in Hueytown, Alabama. His friend Taylor Cater posted about his need for a kidney donor, and he is on the line with me right now as he is sharing his journey with kidney dialysis and what he's gone through needing a kidney donor. We're going to go into another segment, Pat, and if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about how people can donate. We'll talk about how people can financially help as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you could be with us today. And now I have a gentleman with me, Patton Bruce, who needs a kidney donor. And he is from Hueytown, Alabama, a graduate of Hueytown High School. I attended Pittman myself and then Hueytown High School my freshman year before moving back to North Alabama. His dear friend, Taylor Cater, shared about his need for a kidney donor. And I asked Taylor if she would connect me to Patton to have him on the show today. And Patton is on the line with us right now. Welcome back to the show, Patton.
Thank you for having me.
So you're in the middle of dialysis right now as we speak, and you have been going through dialysis now for 7 months, getting on the donor list. How long did that take for that to happen for you?
It didn't take too long to get on the donor's list. You know, going to the hospital and running the test and following the procedures, but you know, it's a wait in order to get the kidney, and if certain things you had to do, or if you don't have a living donor, you know, it's kind of hard. And with my blood type O, I can only receive O, and so it's a time frame from like 5 to 7 years, and with me going through, knowing how long I went back from knowing that it was something wrong with my kidneys, it kind of lessened the time on there. And but some people don't have that. And so it's a process, man. You just got to be willing to fight for your life.
Have they discussed the kidney pairing program with you, where someone donates in your name, even though they don't match, you receive a kidney that does match, and then that person's kidney goes to someone else that is a match for them?
Yes, sir. My nurses over here, they always telling me about everything, and they try to keep me up to date because they see I'm a good individual, man. They love and they want me to succeed and be able to have long life. So they keep me updated and posting on what's going on and how I can pair, as you say, and with someone else. And if they have a kidney that can help me, then I can or help somebody else. It can actually go to me, and when it'll speed up the process.
So that is a possibility for you. Someone out there listening right now who may not be O blood type could actually donate in your name, and then you could receive a kidney that matches you?
Yes, sir.
That's outstanding. That program, I believe, is an amazing program for people because they may not necessarily find someone who's close to them that is a donor that can match their blood type, and this allows a person to be able to get that kidney that they need by someone simply caring and saying, hey, I'm going to donate in your name.
Yes, sir. It's a blessing.
The typical wait for a kidney donor, the average donor, is 5 to 7 years. And how long at this point, I know you said you've been on dialysis for 7 months, how long have you now been waiting on the list?
I've been waiting on the list, I guess you could say, for those 7 months, or I'd say around 5 months. And but due to the fact that I had no prior problems and been going to the hospital trying to get this taken care of, it kind of lessened my time. So I think I got like maybe 2 years of wait time, as they said. And if I can get a living donor, which I'm rooting for, if I can get a living donor and they willing to donate, it can speed up the process.
What I hope happens, Patton, is like I saw Taylor Cater sharing about your need for a donor, and then I turn around and get you on my show. I hope that there are other people out there listening that have those avenues maybe to give you a platform to be able to share your need, and ultimately you get the recognition that you need to find that donor.
Man, I appreciate you, bro, for the opportunity just to be on your show. And you showed me that you actually care. So I appreciate everything, and I appreciate Taylor and Caitlin and her mom, Geraldine. I appreciate all of them.
We're going to keep sharing, and we're going to keep trying to make a difference in your life, Patton, and help you where we can. I know that you are in the UAB Medicine kidney donor wait list, so that is where people can go. And I've shared the post. It's uabmedicine.org/specialties/transplant-services-kidney-transplant. And the screening form is there. So go to uabmedicine.org and you should be able to also search and find that kidney donor screening form, or go to the Mark White Show Facebook page and you can see the post that I made with Patton's picture and how you can help him. Also, a fundraiser was created because you need help financially right now.
Yes, sir. My mom created me a fund. Go find me on Facebook. Shout out to my mom. But yes, she created me a GoFundMe, and I've been getting blessed ever since, man, from people that I don't know and from people that I do know, man. I appreciate all of y'all.
Clearly, from talking to you, Patton, faith has been a part of your journey. What is a message that you would share with others that may be feeling alone right now in similar circumstances as you?
I mean, you can do it. Don't give up. I mean, as long as you keep God first, there's nothing that you can accomplish or you cannot accomplish. And keep rolling with the punches, because, you know, God gives his toughest battle to his strongest warriors. And if it's meant for you, you know, he'll look out and make sure you're okay.
Sounds like your mom is a pretty special lady, too.
Yeah, man, I don't know what I'd do without her, bro. She's been supporting me since I came out the womb. And my grandmother, she's a pastor. She's the one, my mom was in labor with me for 36 hours. And I wouldn't come out. I was just sitting there chilling. And my grandma talked to me. And she called me out of there, told me we're trying to come up out of there. So I love my mom, my dad, and my grandmother, my brothers. I love all of them. I love my family. They speaking behind me, and they support me.
You got to have those people. And then I would also challenge those from the Hueytown area who listen to the Mark White Show, who follow, to share Patton's post about his needing a kidney donor. And also, if you get a chance, you get an opportunity, you're able to do it, to donate financially to the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com, and then search Support Patton Curris Bruce's Kidney Transplant. And that's Curris, C-O-U-R-I-C-E, and Bruce's, B-R-U-C-E-S, Kidney Transplant. And I've also tagged the Alabama Kidney Foundation. Have you had any support so far, or have you connected with the Alabama Kidney Foundation yourself at this point?
No, sir, I have not connected with them. But I try my best to.
I would encourage you to do that, because there are resources that are available through the Alabama Kidney Foundation. And I tagged them specifically because I wanted them to see your situation. And then if you'll connect with them and tell them what your needs are, then you can find out what's available for you through their foundation. I think that might be helpful to you.
I will do that. And my wife, she's been trying to get everything situated and talking to people and trying to give me some more support. So, I had to make sure I acknowledge my wife.
Absolutely. What's her name, Patton?
Dominique Rice. Well, Dominique Bruce now, a.k.a. Nene. You call her Nene. But, that's the love of my life. And she's been speaking about me through all these trials and stuff. She's been in the hospital, sleeping in the bed with me. She's been there. So it's good to have somebody in your corner.
Absolutely. Patton, we wish you all the best, and I'm here to try to help through the Mark White Show. Just message me. We have a connection now. If you need help, something that I can help you with, just let me know, okay?
Man, I appreciate you to help me a lot by just giving me the opportunity to be on your show. You have a blessed one, bro.
Absolutely, my friend. Go Gophers, right?
Go Gophers.
Patton Bruce, folks, joining me here on the Mark White Show. He needs a kidney donor. Again, you can go to uabmedicine.org and search the kidney donor screening form. What you'll need to do is give the name Patton Curris Bruce. That's Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, Curris, C-O-U-R-I-C-E, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, date of birth, 9/27/90. That will get you to a point where you can be tested. You can fill out the kidney screening form. You can also donate financially by going to GoFundMe.com, support Patton Curris Bruce's kidney transplant, and I hope you will support Patton during this time. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.